KV4RV, Greenville, South Carolina. Anybody listening? Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Hey, good morning. Thanks for the comeback. I upgraded to a newer iPhone. I'm just checking this out to see if I could get on Echolink through this. How do you read me? What's the signal sound like? Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor.
Echo. Sounds good. No problem at all. Sounds very normal and natural and full quieting. Name is Jim. We're over in Conestoga Falls.
Thanks very much. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, clear.
JWK and 4, VWA. Chandler, how you doing, buddy? K and 4, VWA.
Doing alright. Don't you be causing no trouble on her up here.
Today, I'm out there pressure washing and doing a bunch of junk.
Do that.
Break from driving?
Yep.
Am I retired? So I pretty much get to do what I want. I feel for you out there having to slave away, bud.
It's a privilege to be able to work.
I know all about that privilege for the last 52 years, and I'm only 66.
Yes, sir, I understand. Thank you for your service to society.
Like some out there, I have tried to keep the straight and narrow.
What's that supposed to mean?
Been arrested. I've never been in bad trouble. There's no wanted posters of me in the post office.
Yeah, I would say that's a very good thing.
Looking for W4DJW, Dave, but apparently he's not on there this morning, so I've got to continue pressure washing, bud. I'm going to jump out of here on you. Enjoy your break before you have to go back this afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon. KN4BWA. I'm clear.
Have a good day, Steve. God bless you. 73s. This is KL4WWC. I will be on the side.
KB2HXS Mobile. Listening. HXS. Yes, N4IQ. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Your call is a tongue twister. Sorry about that. I've had it for years. I'm sure they're going to break my chops till the day I die. I'm sorry about that. But it's the best way I can explain it to people is it's KB2H times S.
Two. Okay. All right. Very good. I guess you got that call somewhere up north. Anyway, the name here is Bill, and I'm in Simpsonville right now, headed over to Five Forks and then headed home. Boy, it is a beautiful day out here.
It is, and it's going to get nice today. Yeah, well, that's funny. I'm leaving Greer, heading to Simpsonville. Got to go do a service call down there. I got the call letters many years ago up on Long Island where I grew up. Back in the late 80s, I can't remember if it was 88 or 89, I got the call letters. It was right after I got married to my first wife. She had a ham radio license, and of course, I was into the CB back then and all that kind of stuff. So I've had the calls ever since. Even when I upgraded to General, I kept the calls because everybody knew me by those calls. So what the heck?
Sometimes that simplifies life. Just keep the same old call. I have changed QSL cards and updated a lot of stuff. That's good. Okay, well, Actually, I started out as a CPer. I got my first call in 1963, and I had a CB at that time. Boy, that's been a long time ago, but I don't... Well, it's been a great hobby ever since. That's all I can say. Been active all these years. My original call was WA4OWY. That's a terrible call sign on CW. That's why I got rid of it.
Yeah. Well, you got your first license the year I was born. I was born in 63, so... Again, I had my license. I was involved with a couple of repeater groups up in Long Island. I actually had a 2-meter repeater. I had a 50-foot tower at my house, and we had a little local 2-meter repeater at my house, and I graduated up to one of the towers, and I still talk to my friends up there from time to time.
G.R.? That guy.
Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, David. Oh, I was staying clear here. I heard some QRM a while ago, and I'm just sitting out here waiting on Bernice at the doctor's office, and you guys are just getting to be old fogies, Bill, in Gerald T.R.
You're using like the present tense getting. It is, I am. I have been an old folk for a long time. Well, good morning, Tom. And, I guess she's out bucking ingredients for your next pie or cake or your next five-course meal over there.
No problem. Actually, I'm going to back out for a little bit. I got to keep an eye on where I'm going down here. I got to keep an eye on my mapping program. And I got to call my customer back. My customer just started texting me. So let me get back with you guys in a few minutes. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Dave. Have a great day and a safe day, most of all. This is NZRTR. Well, Bill, I got my three posts up and concreted in anyways, starting on the inverted L.
So what? I missed the first part of that. I'm sorry. Why'd you get installed?
Well, Bob said use 4x4s. So I put 3 4x4s in out there, and I got the holes drilled in them, and Bernice and I got them concreted in. Oh, man, I'd like to kill us. Bob didn't say those 4x4s were heavy.
Well, some people use those for fence posts. Smaller fence. Well, I bet that was a lot of work. Oh, well, good. Okay, that's for the counterpoint. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's the hardest part of it, I guess.
I ordered that isolation transformer as directed, and, of course, you had to wait till, I think it was the 24th. Well, no, it was a little before that. Before I could order it, because they just, as you well know, Malin Designs just takes them as they get them online, and they open them up as they want to. So I suspect I'll get it in the next few days. And I got my wire from the wire man. I'm using that copper-coated steel. They didn't have any of that insulated type like you told me to use on my 160 antenna. I sure like that stuff. Mom says this plain copper-coated steel will work well. It's hard for a dummy like me to understand how that don't go to ground whenever it's bare and hanging up there in the trees, Bill.
Yeah, I prefer to have the insulated. But, you know, I guess the bark on the wood's a fairly good insulator. I mean, wood's a, you know, it's a decent insulator. It's not the best. You know, I guess if it gets embedded in the... under the bark somehow, rubbing, I guess it could be a problem. Anyway, boy, you're gonna be all ready for the 160 season, aren't you?
So I can take my time on the rest of it. But the wireman didn't have that other wire bill. What was it, a 531 Silky or 513 Silky or something like that? I couldn't remember the number on it. But at any rate, I got a 100-foot tree out there I'm going to try to go over. That ought to be a lot of fun. I had to go over to the neighbor's. He's got a higher pressure compressor to pump up my shooter. Mine just goes to, I don't know, 130 or so. His goes a little bit higher. I think it can go to 175. And hopefully that shooter will take it. It's made out of well casing. It's not just PVC, so it should. And PVC takes a lot of pressure, too. But I've seen what air pressure can do working on it all my life, and it kind of is a fearful thing.
Upper Duper shooter. Mine's PVC, and I don't go over 55 pounds with it. But it'll go over 100-foot tree. Anyway, well, good. It looks like you're going to have 100 foot's pretty good. Mine goes up maybe 75 feet, and then it goes horizontal. And you should do pretty good once you get that antenna up. Yeah, Balaam design they're so popular anymore. You know, everybody knows about them now. They have to manage their business, I guess, best way to put it. And last time I looked up on the wireman's page, I mean, they were out of stock of a lot of stuff. And they just, I've been going to, I'm trying to think of the name, Silver something. I'll think of it in a minute. Silver something. That's where I've been buying most everything now. I just, and it's free shipping if you have like 49, 50 bucks. And for IQ.
Well, I hadn't heard of that. I've heard of HRO and DX Engineering and some of the other ones. I like that wire. I think it'd be a lot easier to handle. Bob says this is a bear. When they put Fred's up, he said he renamed that folded carapoise several different names, Fred said. shoot. Yeah, Bernice is in there with the doctor. I think she's doing her annual Medicare checkup today, so it's taking her a little longer because I've been down to the bank and come back from there and been sitting here. And I'm feeding the air up because it's just too hot without the air conditioner on. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Now, do you use that for transmit and receive or just receive, Bill? I kind of, listening over the years, I thought Bob and them used it for listening more than transmitting, but I got the Carolina Wyndham. By the way, 12 Meters was open the other night about 8 or 9 o'clock, and I worked three different de-expeditions there on 12 Meters the other night. I was amazed. It's Central TR.
17 has been open for both of them. I mean, just all over the world. Egypt, Pakistan, Thailand, China, just you name it, Africa, French Polynesia, they've been wide open, 10 and 12, 15, just, oh my goodness. Now, I'm not sure what you're talking about for receives. Now, the beverages are used for receives. Now, the verticals are for transmit, and you can receive off them. They tend to be noisy. That's why people put out beverages and things like that. But, you know, if it's fairly quiet, decent winter conditions, I'll use my inverted L for transmit and receive. But it's Most people put them up to transmit.
KB2H access.
Acknowledging David. Well, I knew you could, Bill, but I didn't know whether you did or not. But before I turn it over to David, I'll throw one back at you. I just bought enough wire for a quarter wave, which I think was 129 feet or somewhere in that area. Do you run the 3H wave or the quarter wave on that inverted L, Bill?
It's a quarter wave. I put up about 130-some wire, went up about 75, then it goes somewhat horizontal, and they just trimmed the end of it. It works really good. It worked. The half-wave dipole works good, too, but it's not as good on the really low angle if you're trying to work DX. But nine times out of ten, Carolina Wyndham 160 works just fine. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'm just kind of listening in here. I'm getting ready to put up an inverted V. I want to get either try and find or build a 20-meter, 40-meter dipole. I had one down in Florida, and it was trapped. It was a trapped dipole, and it tuned up real well. I don't know if I should make that or do something different. I've got a vertical I'm going to put up. I'm going to put up that CH. It's a Comet CH250 vertical for my vertical orientation. I'll put up a wired dipole for horizontal. Tom, go ahead.
Oh, fine business, Dave. It's a lot of fun. I just got a text from Clem's and I here. That's what the dinging was in the background for an appointment this Friday, I think. So Bernice keeps track of the appointments, but I keep them on my phone, too. Getting old. Well, Bill has been at it many more years than I have, and being a professional engineer, I revert down to Bill on that. I have a super loop, David, and it's absolutely phenomenal. I just love it and works great. And I'd say 90% of my contacts are made on that. And Bill, I think one of them was on the 160 the other night. I was hearing better on a couple of them, matter of fact, on the 160. And I worked them on that. And they were, you know, like the Austral Islands out there between New Zealand and Australia. I've worked them before, but I don't think on 12 meters. No, I know I hadn't, because I logged it there. But it worked better sometimes on a couple of those than the super loop. But that's rare. That super loop is just fantastic antenna that W4DJW, he put up my first one. But Bill, you go ahead and tell David what to do. Send your old TR with N4IQ.
Now I'm about ready to pull in the driveway. I don't know. What would I do? I guess it depends which band you want to cover. I'd say just for an all-band, just for an all-band antenna that works really pretty well. I like the off-center fit dipoles. That's what I'd use. I've had 80 and 40 both. They work really good. Anyway, I'm here at the house. I've got to go inside. I just got back from the Y, and I hear my dog. He wants to say hello. There you are. Hey, Toby. Hey, old Toby. I want to say 10 degrees. Nice talk to you all this morning. N4IQ.
All right, Bill. Very good. Well, maybe we'll catch up again someday. N4IQ in the group. KB2HXS. Over to you, Tom.
73's Bill. Say hi to Toby and give him a hug and say hello to Elaine. Talk to you later, buddy. Bill is just extremely brilliant on things like that. And I know he probably hates to hear that, but it's the truth. And I always revert back to years of experience help a lot. I agree. Carolina Wyndham's, Dave on here, KB4CBA has one, and I think Bill helped him with that, and they're fairly simple. I don't know if you run any power or not. If you are, I'd recommend the wire design Ballon. Then if you ever do run power, they're good for 2 kW. And, well, they're good for 5 kW, actually, most of them. But it's an easy antenna to put up if you have the room for it. The one that has 160 on it's by far too long. It's 265 feet, so very few people have that kind of room. I'm lucky I got 4 good neighbors, and they let me run the antenna over their property. Go ahead, Dave.
I got just under 3 acres in my house, so I can put up a nice long wire somewhere. Just kind of try and keep it hidden. You know, bad enough the wife is giving me a hard time by putting the tower up. But I told her I'm not going to have an antenna farm. We actually had to go by Jimmy's house the other day and pick up the trailer. And she saw his big quad up on the tower, and she kind of looked at me like, are you going to put one of those up? I'm like, no.
They're a good antenna. They're a little fragile if it comes to wind, so I'm told. I've seen a lot of them knocked down. I would go with the low periodic. ND7J has one of those, and it's phenomenal. And I don't think anything else compares with it. It doesn't have any loading coils, but given the fact you don't want to put up a Yagi or something, I would go with the Carolina Wyndham, and I wouldn't hesitate to recommend it to you. I think you'll love it. David, he uses FT8. I don't use that. And he's really having a ball with that. I just use CW and single sideband because I'm old, I guess.
I don't run a lot of power. I know you asked me if I run power. So I run basically 100 watts out of the radio, and that pretty much does it for me. I really don't have a desire. I'm not a big low band guy. I did a lot of 20 meter work down on 14275 when I was in a truck for a while. I had my screwdriver antenna in a truck, and you know it was kind of a truck driver frequency. But that's kind of, I like to hang out on 20 meters. That's a nice band.
David, when I was in Kansas for 19 years, I had 100 watts and a TS-140 Kenwood, and I worked everything in the world without any power. When I come down here, I finally got the finances to where I could afford one, and I enjoy it, but I'd highly recommend if you ever do going solid state, but they're a lot of money. And you can, if the sunspots are good, you can work anywhere in the world on 100 watts. I did, islands out in the Indian Ocean and that, and very rare places that... I got them on 100 watts several times. Heard Island, for example, I worked them 3 times. I won't tell you it wasn't difficult because there were such pileups, but it was really good, and you'll do just fine with it. But I'd go with the Carolina Wyndham without any hesitation. David, I got to go. Bernice is here. It's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. I need to talk to her and see what the doctor said. Hope you have a nice day and a safe day. Travel safe. 73, David. This is N0TR Clear. What's your final?
Pleasure. Say hello to Bernice for me. I don't know her, but say hello anyway. Hope everything is well. Have a great day, and always a pleasure to talk to you on the radio. 73 for now. N0TR KB2HXS. And I'll be listening for another 20 minutes or so.
HXS N4ZLK. Hello, David.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
I was listening to your conversation there with Tom and Bill, and I've got it says it's a multi-band, I guess 340, but it tunes perfectly all over 20 meters. I can use it without the tuner. Up about 20 feet, and I've got a Yaesu 757, and I was Italy and Portugal, Europe was coming in really well a couple days ago. And I actually had two Italian stations ask me what I was running. They said it sounded so good, they were curious as to what I was running.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be putting either, depending on what happens with my ICOM 706, or if I do make the purchase of the 991 Yaesu, one of those radios is going to wind up on my desk. I was testing, I have a vertical antenna I got from Steve last year. It's a CH250 Comet, all-band vertical. That thing is tremendous. It's as tall as anything. It's taller than my house. I just stuck it on the ground in an umbrella stand, don't laugh, and just kind of gave a listen, and it picks up pretty well. So I'm going to put that up on the house eventually and then put up a 20-meter, 40-meter dipole and orient it so it transmits east and west and see what I get with 100 watts.
They're opening right now. I tell you, they've been a lot of fun. And I know that a lot of times people want to know what equipment you're running, but I was listening to both these guys for several contacts, and they were just getting a signal report and moving on. So I was surprised but happy with what I've got there. I've been having a ball. I've got a couple more ideas for antennas. I've got a HF a vertical 10 through 40 that I had at my other place, and it did pretty well. I'm thinking about putting that up, but I'm having so much fun with this little wire right now. I don't want to be out there putting up another antenna. I want to be on the radio.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it basically you have to have an antenna, you know, vertical antenna and a horizontal antenna for the two different polarizations so you can talk, because if somebody's horizontal and you're vertical, you're not going to hear them real well. You know, that's what I've learned over the years. But when you're mobile, you don't have too much of a choice. You're going to be vertical most of the time.
I do want something for 80, because I can't work that right now. I do have a dipole, 80-meter dipole, that's still rolled up in the shed. Just got to take the time to get it up in the air.
Do you have enough property for it?
I just have to find, snake it through the trees. I've got an opening over the house, but if I can get away with it, I don't want it to be as, you know, visible. I'd like to be hidden as much as possible. I've got about 2.5 acres.
Yeah, that's about what I got. I got just under 2.8 acres, and I've got plenty of room to put up an antenna or something. I just gotta make sure it's not too unsightly, that the wife isn't going to give me a hard time, you know?
This little one I've got right now is on the back corner of the house. You can't even see it. It's only up 20 feet. The wire, it's coated in a black insulation, and you almost can't even see it when you're standing right underneath it.
Yeah, the people that owned the house before we did, my house was built in 66. So the old fellow that owned the house was a ham operator, because in the back portion of my property is a telephone pole. And there's still a partial antenna up on the pole. You can see the beam elements up there that, you know, over the years, I'm sure they've broken apart and fallen and whatnot. I found a few on the ground and cut some of the wire back. And he had a whole radio room in the basement. And I'm sure he had a bunch of old equipment, which, you know, I'm just going to stick with the normal mode radio, because I don't do a lot of low-band work. I just, you know, I listen around and rag chew a little. I'm not a contester, and I don't do CW.
There's so many aspects of it. Right now I'm just enjoying tooling around on the... basically 20 and 40. I hit Europe on 40 meters right after, you know, made a couple of contacts on 20, turned down to 40, and it was the skip was even further, or maybe it was multi-skips, but it's been a lot of fun, and the signals are really strong as well.
I put that vertical up, like I said, on an umbrella stand the other day, just to give it a listen before I put my 7000 in the car here. And it works well. I was hearing some stations out of Texas and starting to get some stuff. But I'm more used to being on 20 meters. When I was in the truck, I had my screwdriver antenna on the right side of my T600 peanut mirror there. And there was a bunch of guys that were on 14.275 that was out there in the trucks somewhere around that area. I think it was 14.275. And they would talk on there. all across the country. So I had fun doing that.
Well, if I was in Moore, not making a bunch of deliveries all day, I'd consider something like that. But I'm in and out so much, it's not really worth it. And 4ZLK.
N0GR.
XS in the group. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Shane. Just want to say hello, and David I've been talking to. And Shane, I talked, you're just not up with it. Many years ago, I talked with a guy using Morse code, driving a semi-truck somewhere between Las Vegas and one other town down there in Nevada on an ET. And you're just not up to snuff there yet, Shane.
I'll say I'm not up to snuff. Goodness, yeah. I'm still working on my Morse code again. I had to get it when I got my first ticket. I've been getting up early and spending 15, 20 minutes every day trying to, you know, adding a new letter or working on the group of letters I got for a week, and then I'll add a new letter. So I'll be there one day. I don't know if I'll ever have a knee here, but I'll be there one day, Tom. Good to hear you this morning.
I had to do my Morse code for my novice and my Morse code for my general. Now that I don't even do that anymore. I think they did away with advanced now, right? Now it goes right from general to extra. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had to do 20 words a minute to get the... I thought I'd never get that, and I swore that I'd never use Morse code again. I hated it. But by the time I got up to that, and believe me, it took several months. I was amazed I passed it. But now I operate about 28 words a minute. But, you know, my copying is depleted somewhat, but I still most of the time run 28. And it's enjoyable, but so is 20. And, well, kudos to you, Shane. That's good. I know KO4LAO, Jim, is a fine gentleman, and for quite a while now, he's talked to Ariel on 60 meters way early in the morning, and I'm not getting up that early. I love to talk to my good friend N4YG, but he's an early bird and a go-getter and brilliant. But we used to talk on 17 meters all the time every evening for quite some time on CW. And, we all get ups and downs in it. And the more you do it, the more you'll enjoy it. I still say it's the best mode out there. I worked 3D expeditions the other night on 12 meters, which it was really nice to hear that open up for a change. But it was... I think just mostly CW. I'm sure it was. There wasn't any upper sideband on it or anything. But it will eventually. But it's a good mode, Shane, so don't give up on it. It takes work, and anything worth working for is worth having in 4ZLK and 0TR.
I think it's worth having, and I've always wanted to be able to, and I've started off and on through the years, but I'm kind of determined this time. I'm just going to, I keep thinking if I had just kept with it, even just a little bit here and there, but consistently, as many times as I started, I would have been done by now. I would have had it under my belt, but looking forward to it. I enjoy listening to that mode as well. Maybe I'll see if I can hear Ariel and Jim. I think it's Jim. KO4LAO. And hello to Bernice. And go ahead, Dave, and 4ZLK.
Well, listen, gentlemen, I'm going to jump out. I'm just a few minutes from my destination here. And I got to keep my eyes open. I don't want to miss the house. I'm down here, deep down here in Simpsonville. I got to go gas up the system and see what's going on with it. Gentlemen, you have a good afternoon. N4ZLK, KB2HXS in the group. You guys take it easy. I'll be back in a little while. Probably like an hour or so.
Hey again. This is 0TR.
Good to hear you. N4ZLK. Everything good today, Tom?
Where's that little mower?
talk right through it. They walk among us. Anyways, yeah, it's fine, but he's just got out of the doctor's office, and we're going back to fertilize the yard and put out some bird stuff and call it a day. And I'm about 2 blocks from home, Shane. Hope you have a safe day, and great hearing you this morning in 4ZLK and 0TR.
Yeah, good to hear you too, Tom. You and Bernice, be careful. Enjoy the weather and get in before it gets too hot. Cheers to you. And 4ZLK.
And they always say, cheers and beers. I brought that to light. Have a good day, Shane. And 0TR is clear. QRT.
G-U-N, mobile.
N4ZLK, let me get through this road construction, and I'll get back with you. N4ZLK. ZLK, and was it a KB2 station? Over.
Yeah, KB2 GUN. Name here is Bill.
GUA, I think. Bill. Name is Shane, and I'm mobile out here headed to Easley. How are you today?
Well, pretty good. Can't complain. Yeah, the call sign is Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November. Looks like you're ready to get started. I'm up here at the yard talking to this, seeing a friend of mine up here, and actually had a what they call it, a food bank that I got up here and did a few things, and I'll be soon heading home.
G-U-N. I missed where you said you were. Over.
Right now, I'm in Brevard.
Brevard. I'm in a truck. Got a little bit of noise, and I came across another lane closure I'm going through, but it's a short one. Well, very good. You sounded good. Yeah, the repeater's got really good coverage. So, nice to meet you this morning.
Sure. Normally where I live at is in Mills River, but I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, so moved here to the beautiful state of North Carolina.
Yeah, roger that. It is a beautiful state. My son-in-law, when we first met him, they lived in Mills River, and my daughter and son-in-law live in Fletcher now. But I've been all over that area. It's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah, but like I said, I just want to get here and wave my hand and say good morning. And I think it's still morning. No, yeah, it's still morning. Just want to get in here, wave my hand, say good morning, and hoping everything's well. KB2 to you and clear. At your final.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm almost where I'm going, so that works out great. KB2 GUN. Very nice to meet you today. I hope you enjoy it in beautiful Brevard and Mills River area. This is N4ZLK 73.
Current time is 11:16 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yesterday, 57 p.m. This leaves the monthly total at 165, which is 19 above normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 2,675, temperature of 77. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 78 at Clemson, 80 at Columbia, and 79 at Charleston.